Hello everyone, welcome to the Middle East Today. I'm Maryam Saleh. Lebanon has received a copy of the first indictments on the murder of former Premier Rafiq Hariri from the Special Tribunal for Lebanon. Despite the fact that these indictments are supposedly confidential, media reports have confirmed that the court has given Lebanon's prosecutor general arrest warrants against four Hezbollah members. Hezbollah has challenged these warrants and has accused the court of not only being politicized, but also that it is in itself a U.S.-Israeli plot to distort the reputation of Hezbollah's resistance. Now, this issue created tough debate in the Lebanese parliament as the March 14th coalition has been demanding that the arrests be carried out. Now, in order to get some insight on this issue, I am joined by Dr. Riyad Bahsoun. He is chairman of the Samina Telecommunications. And I'm also joined by Dr. Kamal Wazni. He is a political analyst, both joining me here in the studio in Beirut. I want to welcome you both. Let me begin with you, Dr. Bahsoun. Now, we said that supposedly these indictments are supposed to be secret and nobody knows the details. Why do we have names of Lebanese citizens being spoken of, I mean, in the media? I mean, how serious is that of a leak?
This is a great concern because obviously these names started to be spread over the media and the TVs while the delegation of the tribunal was still inside the office of the general prosecutor, which means that some sources had already the names and then spread the names. And I have personally listened to an intervention of a Lebanese MP who was not in the country and who said that the night before the delegation came to Lebanon, he personally had received partial information, including the names, which tell that there was a kind of a violation of the confidentiality. And we all know also that the Israeli television had even a program about this indictment act, and during that program the names were mentioned. Mm-hmm. And we also know that among these names, at least one was a name that was already mentioned years ago in some magazines articles, which tells that the situation regarding the confidentiality of the proceedings mm-hmm. is a real concern. I have heard yesterday night the head of the defense office, Monsieur François Roux, saying that this is a problem of procedure. However, it is a problem of procedure, but it is more than that. It is also a problem of credibility.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now we are joined on the phone by Mr. Serge Deghri. He is a member of the Falangist Party, which is also a member of the March 14th coalition. Now, Mr. Deghri, I would like to ask you, the fact that we had so many leaks from this court, even from back in 2009, now don't you think that this undermines the credibility and the confidentiality of such a court, which is supposed to be taking the entire investigation was supposed to be secret?
Of course, leaks taking place is not ideal for the whole procedure. However, at the same time, you cannot say that if there are leaks, then everything that is going to come out from the tribunal is then fake and not credible and so on. And we have to balance between the things. Of course, ideally, there should not be any leaks. And if leaks happen, we cannot say everything then should be thrown away. I think that there has been in the last 4 or 5 years, and this is one of the main issues that we are facing, and this is something that we have been against, is that we are all speculating all the time about the tribunal, speculating about who is going to be accused, speculating about if it's credible or not, speculating about if it has reviewed all the options or not, speculating. All that we have been saying, as especially Kata'i Party and maybe also many parties in March 14, is that let us wait and see. Today there are four names that were released, people that have been, and of course, then let's remember they are, for the time being, they are just accused, they are not guilty. There are four names that are today accused. And of course, now we only have the names. However, behind these names, there are, as we heard, 163 pages that explain why these people have been accused. instead of continuing to speculate and saying that the tribunal is right or not right and I don't know what. Let us wait until these 163 pages, or some people say 300 pages. Let us wait for these pages to be released and then read what is going to be in these pages, and it will either be convincing and clear and striking and credible or not. And the same applies for the whole tribunal system. I understand that some of the parties that are accused today or the persons that are accused are doing everything to destroy the credibility of the tribunal, and this is something that is normal, though we do not approve it, but we understand that people might do that. All this we are saying is that across the globe, because the tribunal is going to be public, so meaning people from across the globe, people that are with Hezbollah and people that are against Hezbollah, people from each and every country, from Russia, from Syria, from Lebanon, from Iran, from the States, the whole world is going to be watching the tribunal. People are not stupid, and the tribunal, I think, is not stupid also. If they do not have strong and credible information to provide, we were all going to be saying that. It's not like we're just going to know these people and are guilty and okay, let's move on. Let's see what is going to happen in the tribunal. Let these people that are accused prove that they are innocent. They have all the means to do that.
Yeah, well, that's great that you pointed that out. Let me ask Dr. Kamal Wazni, why is Hezbollah refusing in any way that these people are arrested? They say that they are innocent, and although there hasn't been a sentence against them, why don't they go prove to the court that they are innocent?
Well, obviously, we have to look at the composition of the court, and that's what has been highlighted by Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. And before we can talk about anything, we have some, obviously, as he mentioned, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, we have a member of the CIA who's involved in a car bombing against Lebanese people. And that's the incident happened in 1985 where it targeted Sayyid Fadlallah. There is assassination of people on the street. We had at that time over 80 people killed, and we have over 200 people injured. So if we have some suspect that there is a criminal in the court involved in the killing of the Lebanese and targeting the Lebanese people, then we have a question and to credibility for this court to start with. And that's very obvious from his statement. The guy from the CIA, he said he was stationed in Lebanon, and his job was to follow some of the leader of the Hezbollah, and his job was to assassinate them. Today, to find that guy, he's an advisor to Bill Maher, that's very questionable, and I don't think that you can get justice from that court first, because there is some blood on some of its member against Lebanese, innocent Lebanese, women, children were targeted, were killed, and then this is called for question. The second thing is that everything that we seen in whatever that leaked from this indictment was already been known. So it was no surprise. This is all fabricated evidence. So far, I don't know what they're waiting for to release the indictment, the 163 report. Obviously, as a professor, I understand some law. We have to look at the indictment, the content of it.
Yes.
But basically, from what we heard, everything has been leaked, and there is no credibility for this indictment.
Yes. Now, Dr. Bahsoon, do you think that the March 14th are right somewhat? I mean, to feel frustrated in the fact that Hezbollah will not cooperate with this tribunal, which the Lebanese government has previously said that they would cooperate with this tribunal.
Yes, I understand that they are frustrated, and the decision made a long time ago by Hezbollah not to cooperate, even before the issuing of any indictment act, not to cooperate with the tribunal, is something that raised some questions even at the time, and even from people who are not necessary from March 14. However, today the situation has changed a little bit. Our colleague, Mr. Dahir, what he said, I agree very much with what he said, except that the credibility is not only a matter of speculation. This tribunal and the investigation has a heavy record. They have, put in jail people for something like 4.5 years and then freed them, and they are free now and innocent. And today, those who are now indicted and for whom arrest warrants have been issued could have been just asked by the general prosecutor to present and before the tribunal as witness, and they could have questioned them. Do you know why I'm saying this? I'm saying this because my information, and I'm 100% sure of what I'm saying, is that there is no investigator that has ever questioned at least three of the four people. How can you arrest or consider indictable people that you have never questioned even once? Now, I understand that the prosecutor says that we wanted to question them, but we couldn't because Hezbollah didn't want to cooperate. So we are back now to the decision of non-cooperation. This is a different story. But today, I've heard again the head of the defense bureau saying that he doesn't understand why the general prosecutor has asked for their arrest. Himself said that he doesn't understand why they have asked for their arrest. They
so
could
is
have been asked to come. And,
yes,
not only contradiction. It tells you that there is a lot of concerns, a lot of worries about the procedure. Just give the example of Mr. Dominik Strauss-Kahn, the head of the IMF, and the story that happened with him. There was two audiences in presence of the tribunal, and during these audiences, some evidences, between brackets, were presented to a grand jury, and the jury said, there, these evidences are extremely strong, and we must indict that person. And they indicted him, charged him eventually with some guilt that could have cost him 70 years in jail. And then what happened? 2 weeks later, the same prosecutor came and said, all this was and I don't want to pursue, and now the case is dismissed. Mm-hmm. So with Hezbollah, because of what my colleague said, Dr. Wasni, because also of the composition of the court, I'm not talking about the advisor of Belmar, he's not member of the court.
Okay,
I'm talking about the composition of the court, the president of the court.
What struck you exactly in Mr. Nasrallah's reaction to the,
listen,
the indictments?
Listen, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah mentioned evidences, and I believe my personal intuition, if not information, is that Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has also additional information that he could have eventually, or that he will later present to the public. However, with what he has presented, we already see that the debate now will be not exactly between people who are indicted and defending themselves against that indictment, but it's between a whole court and those who represent that court and those this court wants to indict. And that is a terrible issue.
Yes,
because
I need to go back to Mr. Daghir, who is still joining us on the phone. The Israeli link is quite obvious, noticeable when it comes to the special tribunal. I mean, it was back in 2009 when we heard Israeli officials saying that Hezbollah will be indicted. Now also you hear Israeli press saying that more names from Hezbollah will also be, from even Syria, will also be indicted. How does Israel know this information? And the fact that, of course, Sayyid Nasrallah mentioned the issue of the computers going to The Hague through Israel, doesn't that make the March 14th somewhat concern and question how the tribunal is dealing with this case?
Listen, first, I would like to say that I'm very happy to be talking with your two guests, because both of them, and I've seen them both speak on several occasions, are very respectable, and I respect many of their opinions. So this is first things first, because what we're talking about is really the way of talking is really professional, and I truly appreciate that. However, I have a few clarifications to make on what has been said. The first thing is about the tribunal holding the four generals in prison. This is not really true, because the generals were in prison before the formation of the tribunal, and when the tribunal was made, these people were released. So let's just clarify that. This is the first point. The second point, when we're talking about CVs, you do not judge people on CVs. And I've heard that this guy has links with the CIA and this guy I don't know what. And here I don't want to talk against the people that are accused. But if you judged on CVs alone, I think that the persons that are accused do not have also great CVs, in terms of they have been involved in bombings across the world. They have been accused of many stuff. So if we were going to work on CVs, maybe we would accuse them whether they were involved in this or not. So I'd rather wait for evidence. 3, Mr. Wesley was saying that although the reports are not released yet, however, he considers them as not credible, which is a bit weird because usually before you say that something is not credible, you tend to read it and then decide if it's credible or not and not vice versa. This is the third point. As for the Israel issue, here let me be very clear on this. First, okay, from one side, the computers going to Israel stuff appeared to be not right, and these computers were used for something else, for a different commission. And here, Sheikh Nasrallah was not really right about this thing, and it was clarified in a number of publications. However, talking about Israel specifically, Israel is an enemy of Lebanon, of the resistance, of everybody. But at the same time, I'm not going to go and say, always have an opinion that is just against what Israel says because it's Israel who said it. Meaning, if Israel wishes for Hezbollah to be indictment or whatever, I'm not going to say, oh, if they say we are with the tribunal, I'm not going to go and say I'm against the tribunal just because Israel said they are with the tribunal. Honestly, we don't really care about Israel. They were and will always be enemies. So independent of what they say, all what they say usually is to try to hire the tension in between Lebanese, and we will not fall into that trap. We don't really care about what the Israelis say based on that.
Yes, Mr. Daghi, there's also another issue, apart from the fact that Israel has spoken about the indictments, the fact that Israel could be a potential suspect, and Hezbollah did have evidence or a case, they filed a case, I mean, perhaps that could be.
Maybe the tribunal will tell us this. Maybe they will tell us we followed lead that has to do with Israel and they proved right or wrong. Let us wait for the tribunal. Well, this is not the whole accused list. And then there is one thing also, and I wish from the bottom of my heart that no Lebanese is accused. However, if the tribunal accuses Lebanese based on leads, if they have strong and credible and strong leads, what do you want them to do? You know, say we have strong leads, we know who did it, but still let's go explore if Israel did it. You know, this is ridiculous also. Of course, I'm talking in the case they have credible leads.
Yes.
If today I see somebody killing another person, and I see him with my own eyes, what do? I say, listen, before I judge this person, let me go and talk to all the neighbors, see if they did it. And okay, I mean, this is ridiculous anyway. At a certain point, we have to be serious in that.
Yes.
So all what we're saying, and please, and the problem is that all this issue has become so politicized, is that we are forgetting that after all, we, for example, take us as the Kata'i party, take me as a person. I had a very close friend, or we as a party had two very important members of our party that are Minister Pierre Jumayel and Deputy Antoine that have been killed and bombed and murdered. What is the other option anybody is giving us? Today, Hezbollah comes and says, I don't trust the tribunal. Okay, thank you very much. We don't want the tribunal even before we did it. Thank you very much.
Right,
what is the other alternative you are giving us? Are we just supposed to forget about the people that were killed from our party?
Yes,
this is not going to happen. Please at least give us the chance to hear what the tribunal has to say. No more, nor less.
I want to ask you what you plan to do as a March 14th coalition, but let me just get the comments from Mr. Kamal Wesni. I need quick comments from you, please.
Well, obviously, we're all looking for justice, but we don't trust the justice of the International Court or the United States. Any court is backed by the United States and by the Israeli. We're looking for a trial. That trial could be done by the Lebanese court system. It can be done by the Arab court system.
But the Lebanese court system was
everybody
involved in arresting the four.
Yes, even with that,
generals.
Even with that, Hezbollah, actually, I'm not a spokesman for them, but Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said, he's willing to go to the Lebanese court system, he's willing to go to the Arab court system. But anything is tainted by the U.S., and it's as we've seen when we look at the WikiLeaks. We saw a document in WikiLeaks talking clearly about Bill Maher going to the American, going to other intelligence services, said, give us information so we can indict this and we can indict this and we can indict this. So we didn't see justice. We saw somebody who wanna fabricate evidence against some people who fought Israel and wanted by Israel for a very long time.
Those people who accused, that the government will cooperate.
I want to tell you something.
How far can they cooperate? I mean,
we want We want to know who killed Rafiq al-Hariri. We want to kill the Falanj people. We against any killing. We don't. This is anyone who participate in killing anybody. We want to bring them to justice, but not the justice that is fabricated by the U.S. We don't trust the U.S. What the U.S. and the Israeli done to us may make us very questionable of any attempt, especially as you said very clear that we're looking for the 163. But I read that information in Der Spiegel, and I read it in Le Figaro, and I read it in other leaks. So whatever the court came with the indictment, we saw it already. So there is,
right,
therefore,
so,
I know what's in it.
Uh-huh.
So it's
yes,
you know,
allow me, because we're running out of time. Mr. Daghir, what would March 14th do if there's absolutely no cooperation from Hezbollah? And Hezbollah said they will not pressure the prime minister. I don't think they're going to also pressure Hezbollah on actually cooperating. What might happen? Would there be another sit-in?
Government and push the government to collaborate, even if this means, and if they refuse to collaborate, even if this means using all the democratic measures to try to drop the government. This is exactly what we're going to do.
No, so could there be another sit-in similar to that of 2005?
If things reaches that and we have to, yes, of course, why not? Anything that is democratic to try to push the government to work with the tribunal, we're going to do.
Uh-huh. Yes. Now, Mr. Bahsoun, let me come back to you on the issue of the computers. Now, some are saying that no, this has to do with the UNIFIL. This is very naturally going through Israel. What do you know about this?
No. The colleague was under the, let's say, the impact of information that are now settled. Now, these computers belong to the UNIIIC, and they didn't have to go through Israel. The stamp of the UNTSO is because the UNTSO is embodied to work on behalf of the UN in Israel, while UNIIIC isn't, or wasn't, and isn't. And this is the reason why they need that stamp. But now it's established that these computers belong to UNIIIC. So let's move forward. Now, this issue of computers, we don't have time to talk because it's a very complex issue. However, it's a very significant one, mm-hmm. because this may be in relation with the change in the direction of the investigation. Because when you have in-house some computers, it means that you can not only add data, but you can also erase data, erase even the trace of the presence of those data in all the computers, and this requires a lot of technology and of technicity also, but we don't have time to enter into this. But they can do also something else, because the files, they are completely separated between investigators. You have investigator working on something like 300 leads, investigating leads, and every lead has something like 500 file. It means 150,000 files.
Yes, but Israelis are experts
They are experts on this, but not the investigator team. They are not experts. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you about the whole debate, what I think. You've asked our colleague what's going to happen. Now, I think that the government will cooperate. However, Hezbollah will not. Now, these people will not present before the tribunal. The tribunal proceedings will continue. Mm-hmm. It will maybe lead to something like a trial, absentia trial.
Mm-hmm. Absentia.
However, many things may happen in the middle, including some evidences presented by maybe Hezbollah regarding some crimes, some of the crimes, and possibly crimes that are very important, that matter very much to our colleague here. And this may jeopardize the investigation and put the prosecution in some extent of trouble. Now, I have seen that the defense, they want the Hezbollah people, the indicted people, to present their case and defend their case and nominate lawyers and counsels. I personally would like it to happen this way, because I believe that at the end of the day, I don't like to see these people who for something like millions of Lebanese are considered as heroes being considered by the international community as fugitives. Mm-hmm. And we don't
want Hezbollah this. Try to, I mean, to support their case outside of the court? Is that what
they will do that. They will do that. However, I wish that at a point things will converge, mm-hmm. and that we will finally find a compromise, including a compromise facilitated by March 14 forces. And I would love to see leaders of March 14 sticking on the position uh-huh. and saying that if the evidence is not relevant, it's not only that they will not question the tribunal, but they will reject uh-huh. the indictment.
Just a quick answer. What do you think Israel might do? Would they put more pressure?
I think nothing. Israel mm-hmm. already got the money cash. And now for what they have done, they did it well. Uh-huh. They did a good job. And they succeeded in what they wanted to get. They got it. And maybe they will get more and more mm-hmm. in the coming list of names. However, they will
Other
do nothing
that.
Once the proceeding will start. They could do nothing.
Dr. Riyad Bahsouna, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Kamal Wazni, I also want to thank Mr. Serj Dagher for being with us on the phone. Thank you for joining us. Our email is metoday@presstv.com. Stay with Press TV. Goodbye for now.